Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we got Sarah back, and we're going to do a couple more minutes.
Hi.
Wow. Let's give you another clap in here for being such a good sport.
Oh, gosh.
It is Murphy's Law. Whatever.
Can't... I don't know.
That should go in your – you should put that in your Amazon wish list right there. It's claps whenever you walk into a room.
A clap. Oh my gosh, that was so funny. I made an Amazon wish list and people bought me chips.
They buy you chips?
They're on the way to my house. Yeah, I'm so excited.
That is awesome.
I'm like, it's so sweet. I love it.
The least I can do from the hours of entertainment they get, because I don't remember how many times I've texted you and went, like, they've got enough attention. In fact, they're fine.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I'm really grateful for my following. Like, it's not, you know, it's really nice to have that out there. It's like, I wouldn't, you know, have as much motivation as I do without them. So, yeah. I don't know. It's really nice. And now I get chips.
Now you get to eat chips.
So exciting.
Truffle chips. As we know, as Sarah Long as being the truffle chip girl.
Truffle chip girl. There are these Torres potato chips that are like soaked in truffle oil. And they're the best things I've ever had in my life. So anybody, actually, try not to sell them out, but, like, you should try them once.
Well, you're speaking only to once. A large audience right now, and I think you just told a large audience the best way to get through Culver City. So good luck on that one.
Okay, great.
I put the amount of time that we were missing before back on, well, a little bit more time, but that we were missing before, but we've all enjoyed your lives. We've really loved the perspective you've had. The last thing we were talking about was the misogyny about the Ramones. You know, people talking to you about, like, you know, you and what I wanted to explain to our listeners right now, and thank you all for staying with me right now, because a lot like live, you know, people stay with you or they leave and what have you. But like all my listeners have stayed with me. I greatly appreciate you. But, you know, there is a concept a lot right now on social media called gatekeepers, and gatekeepers are the ones who protect, like, comic books and anime and music. And listen, when we were all kids, we wanted women to be involved or to be with us on everything we did. We shared anime with them. We shared movies. We shared music. And now all of a sudden, this new generation wants to hide, protect, question whether somebody is into anime as if they've been done wrong. And the question a lot of women say is, like, who hurt you? Like, what's wrong? Like, who hurt you? Like, what's going on here? You know? But, you know, to ask the question of, like, whether a woman knows, like, who the Ramones are and whether they know their music is asinine. I would remind you, all who's listening right now, the woman who brought reggae to America was a Chinese woman who owns a reggae store right now in New York. And I know majority of you don't even know this, but just YouTube it. The person who brought reggae, I'm talking about Bob Marley, who brought them to America, is a Chinese woman who lost her husband, who opened up a store, I believe in Brooklyn, and brought reggae. And she is, by the way, Jamaican born. but she is of Chinese descent and brought it to America. So your gatekeeping is doing nothing for anybody. So, you know, when you hear that, I mean, I came onto your live and you were lit.
Yeah, that was like one of the only times I've gotten mad. I've gotten mad before, but like that, like specifically probably struck a chord because I've always liked music. And, you know, what gives you the right to tell me that I don't? You know, what gives you the right to tell me that since I don't know everything about something, you know, or if I don't know, you know, enough about the Ramones, I'm not allowed to say that I like them, you know? Right. And like, right. The thing is, like, I know Ramones songs. Like, I feel as though it's like, you know, men want to take away things from women from enjoying themselves. Like, they do not want women to enjoy themselves over something. And it's like, why can we not have the same interests? You right. know, like, why do we have to pretend that like, you know, it's kind of like the cookie thing, right? Like, when I make cookies, I'm not good at making cookies. I tried and I just didn't do it. But there were men in my comments saying, oh, finally, where a woman belongs. In the kitchen. And I was like, I kind of like,
what?
Didn't, I was like, I'm not going to go live cooking ever again. Cause
you know,
no,
here's my thing about that comment. I cook extremely well. I don't want anybody in my kitchen who is not good at what I do. If you're not good at cooking, go have a seat, have a glass of wine. I'll bring you whatever you want. But I don't, you know, the concept of a woman's place is in the kitchen is so asinine. Listen, if I can cook a better, like, French dish or Italian dish than you can, I think it's just based on skill and, like, what your interests are. The fact that it's based on misogyny is, like, I mean, I would say, like, literally, you know, I mean, I would like to think 1,000 years old, but it's really, like, 60 years old, right? 70 years old.
Yeah, it's not that old. That's the fight we fight, you know? It's like,
yeah.
You don't realize that, no, like, not a lot has changed, you know? Maybe in the public eye there's been a lot of change, but the people are still the people, you know? They were still raised
right.
by, you know, misogynistic, you know? Like,
right.
They were still raised by that exact mentality. So it's going to take a really long time to change that, but something that I think is great about social media is that, like, women dominate that industry. Like, that is
right.
something, like, and I think that's why it's made fun of so much, like, influencers in the wild and, like, people just nitpicking about, like, you know, people filming themselves in public. But, like, yeah, it's embarrassing. But these women are gaining power and they're, you know, financially independent because
right.
of these careers. And I think it's like really amazing. And every single one of them, I like bet you $1 million experiences misogyny from men about what they post. And the thing is, they ignore it and they still do it. And I
right.
love that.
Right.
I love that for them. So, yeah,
well,
I
love what you do. I enjoy what you do. The reason why I wanted to have you on the show was that I did and do believe that you have the ability to articulate why a lot of people, first of all, are reluctant to be on TikTok, that should be on TikTok, and to also explain your past experiences, your present experiences, and what your future will be based upon the social media in which you were involved in. So you were quite a skilled, not a talented, because talent just comes naturally. Skilled is something you work on. So I do believe you're an incredibly skilled human being. And that's one of the reasons why I really love your personality. Now, when you know, before we go, and we're about to go, if you have, let's just give you a hypothetical. You have a girl in Utah, a young girl, 10 years old. She's walking TikTok. She's watching all of your things, you know, giving you all your likes. She's enjoying your stuff. She wants to be your moderator. By the way, for the people out there, a moderator is somebody who tactically watches the comments made and then moderates those comments. So we have somebody out there that wants to be like you. What information and what kind of message do you want to send to that person?
One, I would say they don't need to be like me. They just need to be like them. If they want to do what I do, then just start. Just start. It doesn't matter. Like, I started doing voiceovers and, like, little acting TikToks. And, like I've done one dance. And, yes, I regret it. But, you know, I did that. I experimented and I just went for it. And if somebody wants to, you know, be in the social media industry, like, find who you are, know who you are, write down 20 things that are great about you, and make videos based on those, you know, 20 things. But yeah, don't try and be anyone else. That's definitely something, you know, I hope nobody is trying to be anyone but themselves. That's a real...
Well, that's kind of difficult. A lot of people are trying to mimic, as we both know, other people until they become themselves, of course. Mm-hmm. And then they can't deny it. Mm-hmm. We both know that. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's good to know that we have good people like yourself out there in social media that mm-hmm. are empathetic, that understand their crowd, that understand their audience, and really reach out to them and really are quite honest, if not transparent, about the people they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very nice. I hope to be that person. I try, you know. It's not every day that I feel, you know, 100% like great about everything. But it's, you know, it's just become this really positive thing in my life. So I'm really, really, really grateful for, you know, people like yourself, Steve, who have gravitated towards me. And supported me for, I mean, you saw me go through a lot of phases on TikTok where
yeah.
like not all
yeah.
of them were great and you still, you know, stuck in there. And I think now I'm like, you know what, I found my style and, you know, it still, is evolving and it will always evolve. But like, you know, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't have people like you in my comments cheering me on. So
I remember you. You were out in LA and I was your biggest cheerleader and you know, you're roaming around LA and you're like, what city am I in? I'm like, oh, I know exactly what city you're in right now. You know, just playing along and honestly just being flirtatious, but you know, just seeing where you are, just seeing what you're accomplishing, you know, seeing how you're growing as a human being, as an artist, and I don't want to say as an influencer, but somebody who influences other people. It's incredible to see how people grow now opposed to, I would say, about 40 years ago, where you couldn't see that process. It would be impossible to see that mm-hmm. process. It'd be behind closed doors. But I can see it, you know, point blank. And what I always loved about your content, who you are as a person, and what you've done was that you're, like I said, you're incredibly transparent and you weren't afraid of making yourself look the way you did. I mean, you never took anything down. You always just made yourself look the way you did. And I would say a lot, like 99.9% of your content was always very influential, was incredibly beautiful. And I would argue would really fight against $1 million campaigns that took a think tank to create, mm-hmm. which is really hard to do because, you know, as a photographer myself, like we have people who are like think tankers who are figuring out what to do, but you're like doing it in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever time you're doing it. And it's really crazy. I mean, it's not like you're not doing the work either. I mean, you're doing the work.
Yeah, I spend quite a bit of time on it. That's for sure. And I do spend time thinking about it. But yeah, I do think a lot of people are always surprised when I'm like, no, I'm I'm the one who's filming, you know, I'm the one who's modeling, I'm the one who's styling, choosing the music, editing, it's all me, you know, I didn't really have very many people supporting me being like, oh, like, I'll take videos of you or whatever. And like, I just, you know, decided like, you know what, I'm going to take it into my own hands because, you know, I'm alone most of the time. And
right.
I don't want to wait around for somebody to help me be successful.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I also, you know, I think that like, if you look at my TikTok, it's a little peek inside my brain. And I think that's special, you know, and I wish more people would do that because I want to see other people's brains.
It's absolutely special. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to have this show. We just plumb right out of time. You know, we absolutely did a two-hour interview, which is amazing. But we want people to know how to find you, how to reach you. How would that be? Instagram, Twitter, certainly not Facebook, but I'm sure you're on Facebook as well. my grandma can reach you. How would people come out to reach you and maybe talk to you or watch your lives or watch your TikToks?
Well, my TikTok is by Sarah Long. It's BYSARAHLONG. And that's my username across all of my social media platforms. So it's also Instagram and Pinterest. If anybody wants to speak to me, they can message me on Instagram. I think that's the easiest way to do it. And I always, you know, respond except for when Steve sends me trailers for movies.
Oh, really? But, we're going to go that way. Okay. I understand.
Just kidding.
Okay. I got it.
Just kidding. But yeah, I would say, you know, by Sarah Long, that's where I am on everything. So yeah, please reach out to me. I'd love to talk to some people, and I really appreciate everyone listening to this lovely rant.
Well, we have thousands of listeners listening now, and we're going to have tens of thousands of people downloading this episode. What I've always loved about you is your ability to express yourself and make yourself known and be authentic with what you do. We appreciate you being on the show. I've been looking forward to having you on. I don't want to say pressured, but I've been pushing for this interview to happen for quite a long time. But I can understand. Yeah. I mean, a lot of actors, they go, I don't know if I can talk for 2 hours. And then they talk for three. So,
right.
You know, it's one of those things where people just don't know what's going to happen. And quite honestly, when you hear the word podcast, you know, it doesn't have any meaning, but I've been doing this for quite a long time. So it means mm-hmm. something very different to me. We've appreciated your time. We've appreciated your patience. You know, we've appreciated all of your knowledge that you shared with other people. Just some last knowledge before you go. If people
sure.
wanted to go into TikTok, why should they go into TikTok if, like, maybe they're over the age of 40 or 50?
There are so many reasons. Like, if you're just going into TikTok to watch TikTok, like, you can learn so much. There are scientists on there. There are, you know, like astronomers and astrologers also, if you're into that, you know, there's so much to learn from other people and to see from other cultures. If that's something, if you want to be, you know, somebody who's just watching, if you want to create, you'll find so much out about yourself. I know since I've been doing fashion and, you know, beauty and, you know, more of this like production, I've learned how much talent I have, and that's been a beautiful experience, and I wouldn't have had it without TikTok. So if you're looking to expand your career, if you're looking to expand your hobbies or interests, you will learn so much more if you take initiative to make videos. So that's it.
You know, we thank you being on. I'm very, very blessed to have been, you know, able to be part of the beginning of, you know, your TikTok career. And I'm very happy, if I can, to call you a friend. You know, I'm very happy. Yes. Go ahead.
I just said yes.
Yes, you are lucky.
You're my friend.
glad you're. I'm very glad you're not that person who's like, you know, my only talent is to get guys to do what I want them to do. I'm very glad you're not that human being. but you know, you are an. Yeah, I know, right? Are we going to go into that? But you really are an incredible skilled human being, and you have a vast amount of knowledge, and you're sharing with other people what you've experienced, what you do, how they could hit the height of their platform without any ego, without any dissertation, or without any, you know, inside hold of what I should or should not do, is really inspiring for a lot of people. And I'm very happy and very proud of you for what you've accomplished. I only look forward to the future.
Aw, thanks. I'm tearing up. That's so sweet, Steve. I really appreciate you being there for me. And this was a huge pleasure for me to be on this podcast. And it's just fun to talk to you. And this is, you know, it's nice to just like talk to a friend on a podcast too.
Well, you're
thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, we're gonna talk about you behind your back right now. But
okay.
You know, it was a great pleasure having you on. Like I told everybody else, you're a great person. Yet again, before we take off, because we only have a couple of seconds left, By Sarah Long is the way they can find you. But listen, everybody, just Google Sarah Long in Google, and trust me, there'll be 15 links to her TikTok, if not Instagram. I did that earlier today, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, is there only one Sarah Long on the planet Earth?
I've never done that. I'm scared.
Yeah. I know. Don't Google yourself. It might be really scary. But,
oh,
but
no,
the
I'll
images were like
I'll
literally.
Definitely be doing it.
the first 20 images were you, and the first 7 captions of who Sarah Long was you. So I found that kind of like, whoa, this is pretty huge for somebody who doesn't have an IMDb. Like I said before, I'm very proud of you. I'm very blessed to have you in my life. I look forward to your future, and I can't wait to see your future successes. So hopefully I'll see you tonight on live. If not, then I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for being on the show, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, Steve. You have a good day. Bye.
Okay. Let's give her a clap out before we go, before we lightly talk behind her back. Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
There's
a
goodbye.
I don't know if I can handle this.
It's better than the Amazon wish list, girl. You have yourself a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, that was an excellent interview. I mean, we've done literally hundreds of these episodes, and it's always a blessing to have, you know, a lot of different personalities on here with a lot of different points of view, a lot of different perspectives on existence. I'm sorry to our audience out here that we had to split this interview into like, you know, we literally did 2 hours before. We did 2 hours and 20 minutes with Sarah Long. But one of the things to take away from what Sarah was saying, from what Sarah experienced, from LA to Utah, to Germany, to France, to England, was that this human being is well-rounded. She's extremely well-rounded, and she went through the paces. She did PR. She did grunt work, and I'm more than positive she fetched somebody's coffee. And why did people like her? And why did people trust her? And why did people want to give her information that, quite honestly, they would hold secret? Because they liked spending time with her. Because she was interested. Because she was knowledgeable, because she was thirsty for knowledge. And there's nothing like giving water to somebody who's thirsty, isn't there? There's a certain gratification, right? to giving water to somebody who's thirsty. So somebody's thirsty for knowledge. You see somebody running right to their side. As you can see in why I wanted her on, she's extremely transparent. Doesn't have an extreme filter, a little bit of a filter, but not an extreme filter. And it was an incredible pleasure to talk to her and have her share her experience with all of you about really a social media platform that is hard to get into, hard to be successful at. And a lot of people would keep that stuff secret because why share it with other people? Because they can gain the same amount of success as them. You would think people would be selfish, would be hidden. But this person is not. They're giving, they're loving, they're empathetic, they're sympathetic. They're here for you. That is a very hard person to find. It is a very hard quality to find in a human being. And we just found that in our friend right here, Sarah Long. Go to her site, Sarah Long, on Instagram. Go to her TikTok. There are two TikTok accounts, but you know, one's very important. Listen to her lives. Listen to her music. Watch the way that she holds herself as a woman, not as a girl, but as a woman. And you'll see an example of somebody who influences people in the appropriate way. And we're all striving to be as people who influence other people. I love this show. I had a great time talking to my friend here, Sarah Long. It was a very gratifying conversation. I've been waiting a little while for this. Remember to go to her page, Sarah Long, on Instagram and TikTok. And, you know, if you're my grandmother, go to Facebook. But it was my honor. To all of you out there, be true to yourself. Love one another. Be a good person. Remember what we were talking about earlier. Your words have meaning. Your words have impact. Be that person you were raised to be. I love you all. I'm your host, Steve Pisa. This has been Cinemaphiles Radio. I appreciate you all being here for today. I'll see you soon.